Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Flaxington. Make Your Shift is the title of the book. She is an expert at helping people just like you either find the right people or, if you're looking for a job, help you find the right employer. Beverly, what's your advice to employees these days? I know you wrote a piece recently about ways to stay upbeat about your career. What do you think?
Well, there's a couple of pieces I think are really important. One is that in this economy, Jim, I do think people generally, their confidence has taken a big hit. And, you know, they're feeling a little bit like everything I thought I knew and everything I was valued mm-hmm. for now seems like it's out the window.
You know what? A lot of small business owners feel that way, too.
And a lot, exactly, absolutely true. So I am such a proponent of taking the time to step back and really paint the picture about what is it that success would look like to you? What is it that you want? Because I think people get into this mindset of, I'll take anything, or I'm just so happy to have a job, or if somebody would just, you know, a client will just work with me if I'm a small business owner, you know, I feel good about it. Well, we need to turn it around and aim towards, what do we want it to look like? What kind of environment do I want to be in? What kind of people do I want to be around? What kind of commute do I want? What does it look like so that our mind is oriented to what's right for us? And even if we have to then, as they say, you know, if you shoot for the moon, you at least you'll end up in the stars. I mean, even if you go for something and you don't get all of the pieces, at least you're out there with this positive sense.
Well, you at least need to have some parameters. I mean, okay, you're married, you got kids, you need a job, you need to feed your family. So yeah, you need to get employed, you need to get something going. But there's no reason why while you're out there doing that you can't be, as you talk about, defining what you want and building those parameters.
Well, and the other positive piece to it, Jim, you know, I see a lot where somebody might come to me, let's say, and they're looking for a job, and they think that I know them, and so they think it's obvious to me what kind of role would be good for them, or I don't have the clarity.
Right.
What kind of company, what kind of person would this be that would hire you? What kind of job would it be? What kind of titles does it have? So, you know, I think the more clear we can get about it, the easier it is for us to go out and look, but then the easier it is for us to tell somebody else and get their help.
And don't be surprised if they don't ask you that question.
Exactly.
If they've been listening to Bev, surely they've been reading your book, so they would know to ask the right questions, wouldn't they, Bev?
Well, there is something to it. I think that it can be clear, and even listeners might say, well, of course I do that. You know, I tell somebody what kind of job I'm looking for, but I would really challenge you to step back and think, if somebody's on the other side and they're not walking in your shoes, they don't know what you know, is it clear enough to them what kind of situation they might recommend you to?
You know, there's another thing that I want to ask you about. You remember the old poem, I'm trying to remember which one it is from, the water everywhere and not a drop to drink. The Ancient Mariner, Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, I've forgotten which one. But today, we've got a situation like that in the economy where one of the challenges of many growing small businesses is they can't find qualified people. In other words, there are positions going wanting in this sea of unemployed people because they can't find a qualified person. So maybe you ought to find out what are you the most qualified to do and go look for people who have those jobs. You might find an opening.
Well, and there's a couple of pieces to that, I would say, Jim. I do think there is some responsibility on businesses to give their employees a little bit of help in terms of training. And, you know,
I'm
doing a big presentation in January at the annual CPA convention on hiring and selection. And, you know, one of the things I do talk about sometimes is this idea of onboarding, because I work with too many companies where somebody new joins and it's basically, hey, figure it out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the peril of the company.
Right.
So there's that piece of it. But on the other side,
you're setting people up for failure when you don't give them the support you're talking about.
I think so. And, you know, the company says, well, I mean, I paid a lot for this person. I expect them to just be able to get up to speed. But, you know, this is not helpful for anybody when you're just leaving them on their own. But, yes, to your other point about the qualifications, here's the other interesting piece. You know, I've got a resume made. I apply for a job, and it's different from what's on my resume. And people aren't taking the time to, you know, help the employer, help as the candidate pull out for them what's the thing they should be focused on. So we've got to do some more. We've got to think about how the human mind works and be able to market ourselves to that.
Well, and when you go on interviews, when you see them ask, hear them asking you for things you don't have, at some point in time, shouldn't you say, you know, I better go get those?
Well, yes, and if it's coming up a lot, it's interesting.
Especially if it's technology related.
I was going to say, I just did a career opportunities course in finance, and it was fascinating to me. I had experts, Jim, come in from the industry to speak to these students, and every one of them said, you know, no Excel, how to use Excel, how to manipulate Excel. And the students said, well, we don't get a lot of that here. And one of my visitors said, then you know what, $59, you can go get a class anywhere.
Right.
Go learn how to do it.
It was amazing. I helped with a college class this last year. It was amazing, the kids in the class, a business school class, that didn't know anything about Excel. That's amazing. Shocking. Give us the website, Bev.
TheHumanBehaviorCoach.com.
TheHumanBehaviorCoach.com. The book is called Make Your Shift, Beverly D. Flaxton. And hey, Bev, will you come back another day?
I would be so happy to.
We've had a good time having you
here.
Thanks. We'll see you next time.
You're great. Okay.
Thanks.
Good day.
Bev Flaxton, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Okay, everyone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.